ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee and tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific to the Omega Man Radio Network with your host, Shannon Ray Davis. Omega Man Radio is taking enemy territory for Jesus Christ, Yahshua preaching the gospel of the Messiah, and ministering in deliverance and miracle healing. Add some great guest interviews, and you have the recipe for fresh oil for the airwaves. Tune in at OmegaManRadio.com.
All right, you're back with the Omega Man Radio Network, and we have Nathan Liel on the line from Watchman's Cry. I'm going to give you the microphone back, my friend.
All right. Now, we were talking about antidepressants, Shannon.
Yes.
If someone is just tuning in, I'm Nathan Liel with Watchman's Cry. How was that for a plug, Shannon?
That's awesome.
Okay. We were talking about the fourfold judgment that is going to be coming to America, and I was talking about the fourth one. We have number one, famine, plague, sword, and then the beast judgment, which is going to be a very ugly one. It's going to be a very scary one. And then I started talking about antidepressants, that a lot of Christians are on antidepressants. And I'm not saying this to chastise Shannon. I'm not saying this to condemn, because people do what they do. But I would just advise, if people can do this to research this whole topic about antidepressants and how to wean yourself of them. Do not go cold turkey. That is not advised, because then those thoughts come in. But there are people that have made blogs on the internet, and they will document and journal their journey of getting off of antidepressants. So if anyone possibly is on them, and you might already know what I'm talking about, is true. Now, 5 years ago, actually it's more than that, it's probably 7 years ago, Shannon, my wife, and I have her permission to share this, so it's okay. My wife was on Zoloft for several years, and I lived through the results of antidepressants. I saw what they can do. And when a person is on them, they're supposed to take it every day, and if they miss their dosage, the person that is on them will have crying fits that they can't stop, that they feel very sad, and they'll get thoughts that are not normal in their head. They will hear self-destructive thoughts. My wife told me that she could hear those thoughts in her head, and it scared us. And so what she did was she learned to wean herself, and it took several months. She would just cut the pill into four parts and take one-fourth away for a month, and then she got down to half and then one-fourth, and it took 3 or 4 months to do this. But, Shannon, when this thing gets really going, it's going to be horrible. How sad is it that to hear murder-suicides in a Christian family? And how do you defend against that? How do children defend against that? You know, they're asleep. Now I lay me down to sleep, and it comes true. Terrible, Shannon. So when this thing happens, when these evil demonic forces are loosed upon the land, there is going to be no mercy upon those that are not ready. Now, is it only going to be suicidal thoughts? No. It's also going to play out in people who are ungodly, in people who are not living for the Lord. And we're going to see looting gangs. We're going to see gangs of marauders and plunderers that are stealing from one another. We saw that after Katrina. You remember that, Shannon?
Yes, sure. It was total pandemonium down there.
It was pandemonium. The gangs were walking around just doing what they wanted to the innocent. We saw that happen in the Superdome. And I cannot believe how quickly people resorted to carnal, Neanderthal, barbaric instincts within days of an emergency. We saw people end up in the Superdome, and you had innocent people going into the bathroom, and then you had thugs, demon-possessed, raping those people. It was terrible. And this is demonic. There's no natural way to explain this, Shannon. This is demonic, and it's going to spread throughout this country. So how does a person defend against that? That's why I'm talking right now. Because even though you have bullets and guns, how do you know? How do you fight that? You can't. The way to be prepared for this thing is to be sheltered in God. So we're going to see the fourfold judgment occur over the land. It's going to happen. God has made it very clear. I have had some very, very disturbing prophetic dreams, Shannon, and visions about what's coming. I don't have enough time to share all of them, but I've had a lot. So I encourage you, listener, go to watchmenscry.com, and there's a prophecy, dreams, and visions link on there of some of the things that God has shown. Now, in that page where prophetic dreams are posted, there are already several that have come true, Shannon. I'm amazed. I'm just so amazed that God can take a normal person like me. I'm a father, 47 years old. I have three children. I'm a normal guy. And allow me to be used to see these things and then to see them happen and come true. It's amazing. It's humbling, but it's all God. And the whole reason for these things is to prove that God is alive. God is able to use the prophetic gifts to show the future. It's not coincidence. I know that there's people listening right now, and some of them might say God doesn't do that. You know what, Shannon? It doesn't matter what they think. I have prophecies published on my website that have come true.
Amen.
So if a person doesn't want to believe it, I don't care. I'm not trying to please. I'm not trying to beg people to believe. My purpose is just to do my job, to give the warning. If it sticks, praise God. If you are so hard-hearted and you don't want to believe it, I can't force it. None of us can force it, can we, Shannon?
No, sure.
Okay, so let me start talking about some of the other events that are coming. I'm looking at the clock. We got 45 more minutes. So I got
give or take an extra hour if you need it.
Okay.
So we can go full 3 hours if you need.
Okay. Now,
I'll keep you out here six if you're available.
The East Coast is going to stay up late if we do that, right? Okay. Now, the judgment of God, this cannot be stated enough, Shannon. I've heard some people on different radio programs say if the pastors would assemble together for prayer and fasting, maybe we can stop this. I want to be very clear on what God has shared here with me. It's not going to be stopped. Not that God can't stop it, and not that God cannot change his mind, but people are not going to submit to him. Not enough people are going to show up. So here are the instructions for what's coming, Shannon. In order for someone to weather and endure what's coming, they're going to have to find mercy on an individual basis, period. Only
yes,
for themselves and only for their family. This means mom, dad. Now, dads, you're supposed to be the priest over the household. You are supposed to pray for your spouse. You're supposed to pray for your children. And you're supposed to also tell them the truth and challenge them to live godly. And if they're not, pray for them and challenge them to repent. So over the family unit, Shannon, people are going to have to find individual mercy. So, Dad, this falls on you. If you want God's shelter, if you want his wing over your house, be a priest over your home that's not flaky. And if you have secrets and you have baggage and you have skeletons and you look both ways and you think that no one sees, guess what? God sees and you're not protected. If you think that you can sneak carnality in your life, you will not be protected. That, I can't say that enough, Shannon. If people want to be protected by God, they need to knock off that carnality in their life. And I mentioned some of the sins. We all know what the sins are.
Brother, there can be no compromise, can there?
No, exactly. No.
Folks, 99% is not going to work. And you say, well, surely there's got to be a way to save this nation. Yeah, I believe there's one way, Nathan. That would be if President Obama right now would call a national day of prayer and he would repent to God and call everybody to repentance through Jesus Christ, and we would all get in sackcloth and ashes. Yeah, maybe we could be saved like Nineveh.
Exactly.
But then only the time would be extended, because what happened? God still had to judge Nineveh 40 years later for the sin. And I don't believe that's going to happen, brother. So I believe nation's gone. It's toast. But an individual and his family can be saved, but there's not much time. to make a decision. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to witness, what the people are going to see with their eyes. Let's talk about what's going to be printed in newspaper headlines. Let's talk about what people are going to be talking about when they're standing in a soup line with one another, or when they're looking for fuel, or looking for gas, or looking for food for their family. Let's talk about those things. What are they going to see? Now, first of all, what the media says about recovery is a lie. It will not happen. America will not recover. America is done. It's going to take years and years for this thing to play out. So no recovery is going to come. No jobs are going to return. The manufacturing industrial powerhouse of America is the past, Shannon. It's history. Those factories have been dismantled. Those tools were placed on cargo ships, and all of those tools are now in Asia. They're in China. They're in Malaysia. They're in the third world. They're in India. So even if people said the jobs are going to return, the factories are empty. They're see-through buildings with broken windows, Shannon. And we can see them. They have graffiti around them. There's people squatting inside of those warehouses. To get an image of how America is going to look in the future, Google Detroit warehouses. Google Detroit burned-out houses. You can go to Realtor.com, Shannon, and you can find houses in Detroit for $100 that 5 years ago were selling for several hundred thousand dollars.
That's no exaggeration, folks. I've seen them. It's total ghost towns and chaos there. Go ahead, brother.
So Realtor.com, if you don't believe me, it's there. And so many people, that the unemployment in Detroit is almost 50%, and the people are so downcast, depressed, and sad with mortgages that they burn their houses down, and we're seeing an epidemic of that. Arson occur in Detroit and in the outer cities and suburbs of Detroit because God has broken the ability of the industrial powerhouse of America. It's done. So what we see happening in Detroit is going to spread nationwide. It's going to be third world living conditions. So right now the present rate of unemployment, they tell us, is below 10%. That's a lie. The real unemployment rate is, well, if a person wants to go to the labor, Department of Labor website, they publish the numbers for the jobs report and the unemployment report, and there are two numbers that show us what the unemployment rate is. There's the U3 number and the U6 number. The U3 number is the one that we are told is the real number. But the U6 number is the number of people who are no longer on unemployment. And when people are no longer on unemployment, they drop off the rolls. But that number is approaching 20%. And then on top of that, there are other people who quit looking for a job. They're not even included anymore. So the real number, Shannon, is easily in the low 20s. Now, during the Great Depression, we hit 25% unemployment. Right now, we're approaching that number, and we haven't even gotten started yet. So this thing is going to play out, and the reason that we don't really see it playing out visibly with long lines of soup kitchens is because people, again, are on food stamps, and they're getting those benefits. But I'm going to talk about in a second, those things are going to stop. They're not going to last forever, and we are going to see numbers off the charts for unemployment here in America.
Nathan, I call it the greatest weight loss program of all time in America. It's going to be called famine, and we may even see cannibalism here, my friend.
Exactly. So, bottom line, Shannon, America's done. Now, for the people that are listening, you know, 3 years ago when I was doing my program, Shannon, we weren't really seeing the visible images that we're seeing today. And I would say over and over on my program, folks, get out of debt. Do whatever you can to get rid of your car if it's on car payments, because if you lose your job, you're going to get your car repoed, and you might be living in your car. You don't want your house repoed that's on four wheels. Today, Shannon, it's too late for a lot of people. A lot of people didn't listen. A lot of people sat on the sideline and said, well, let's see if Nathan's correct. And I've received emails. I get them every month, every week. I get them from people that say, I lost my job. The food, the pantries are empty. We don't have any food. And they're going to repo our car. And I just want to, I scratch my head. And I know that they've been regular listeners for a while. And I wonder, why did they stay on their car payments? You know, Shannon, today here in America, we are so consumer comfortable oriented. We are so used to rewarding ourselves that we have to have the new car smell. We can't have a used car because it smokes or it has a rust spot or there's a ding in it. I wouldn't do that. I'm too good for that. So a lot of people would rather have a new car with a payment of $500 to $700 a month. I mean, did you ever think that you would see prices like that, Shannon, 10, 15 years ago, a car payment?
The prices we pay for a car payment today would be equivalent to a house payment then.
Exactly.
And I can say that I've even seen this, sadly enough, in my own family, Nathan. I mean, it's hitting everybody across the board. And I want to make one other comment without breaking the flow here. I was overseas, come back, and a small office that I had rented before was still available. It had not been rented in a two-year period.
That's amazing.
Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but just real quick advice. Folks, if you have a car payment, look on Craigslist. You can find a car for $2,000. You might have to walk. You might have to take the bus for 3 months, but if you have a $500 car payment or a $700 car payment, in 3 months, if you didn't have that car payment, you could buy a car free and clear on Craigslist. And Shannon, I see them all day long. So a word of advice. That's just a side note. Now, people need to quit wasting money on stuff. And there's many things that people can do to prepare. Number one, first off, we have to prepare spiritually with repentance, with getting our house in order, with repenting to our family. You know, Shannon, there are relationships out there. There are husbands that need to repent to their wives for things that they've done.
Yes.
And likewise. Or parents to their kids, provoking them to anger, or kids to their parents, not being honest and doing things they weren't supposed to. We need to have families repent to one another so that God can come in and see them in one accord, because this thing is going to be that serious. Now, let's talk about what's going to happen to the dollar. I had a prophetic dream getting pretty close, and for 7 months, I didn't share this prophetic dream. Finally, after seeking God for 7 months, I said, God, I don't know what to do with this because it's risky to share this thing because it's just, it's so scary, it's so spooky, what do I do? So God gave me two more dreams to confirm that it was true. Now, here's what it was, and if you've been a regular listener, a lot of you guys know what I'm talking about, but this is what it has to do with. America is going to have not only a depression, it's going to be a super depression. In fact, the historians are going to have to stumble and fumble to find the right way to describe it. The greatest depression, Gerald Celente calls it that, the darkest years of America, the end of America. I'm calling it the super depression, Shannon, but
yes.
Here's what's going to happen. If you reside within the borders of the United States, this thing's coming, and it's going to concern every person that lives within the borders. So it's going to concern you, listener. It's going to concern your family. So we need to really, really be aware of this thing. Now, how is this going to play out? America is going to be facing in the next few months and in the next few years an incredible dollar crisis. And here's how bad it's going to be. It's going to be bad enough to forever, permanently change the landscape of America, Shannon. And it's not going to be a correction in the markets. It's going to be currency extinction. The dollar is going to go by the wayside.
God,
that's coming.
Yes.
Now, what we're facing here is going to be it's a tsunami of destruction. I've had another vision of a tsunami coming. The dollar is going to collapse, Shannon. It has been decided it's going to happen. Now, the once strong middle class of America is going to be slaughtered. That's the only way that I can put it. The middle class of America is going to find and be replaced with a new type of lifestyle. Now, the rest of the world calls this lifestyle third world living, and that's what's coming. Now, it's going to happen. I can't stress that enough, Shannon. Now, how is this going to play out? Well, 2 years ago, I don't know the exact date. It was in February of last year, of 2009. I had a prophetic dream, and in that prophetic dream, I heard a person tell me that after August 15th of 2010, the world is going to start to abandon the dollar. And I held on to that for 7 months, Shannon, because I told my wife about it, I told friends, and they said, don't you dare mention that. It has a date. Mentioning date is the death knell for anybody, because if it doesn't happen, you're going to be taken by the wayside, they're going to tar and feather you, you'll be marked. Undependable, unreliable, you're false. And we can agree to that, right, Shannon?
Yes, sir.
So that's why, I
didn't share it.
I didn't want to share it, and I told God in prayer for a few months, God, if this is you, I need your confirmation. So what he did over the course of 7 months is he gave me a new dream to show me it was true. And I had a second dream, and in this second dream, I was in a shopping mall, and in this shopping mall, all the stores were closed. The only stores open was in the food court.
Oh, boy.
And in the food court, the store that had a long line was, it was called High School Cafeteria in the food court. And I went, and there was a bunch of people in line, so I got in line, and I thought to myself, well, that's kind of neat. School cafeteria has cheap food, because when I was in school, it was 35 cents. So I don't know what it is today. Is it $2, $3 in school?
It was $2 last time I was in school.
Was it?
And that's been 20 years ago.
Okay, well, not that much, though, right?
But it probably went up a little bit, but we're not talking about $2 lunches. How much are we talking about?
Well, okay. So
$30 lunches?
Well, right. So I say to myself, school cafeteria restaurant, great. So I get in line, and it resembles a school cafeteria. They had the lady that we see with the hairnets and the white blouse, you know, school ladies. So I ordered the food, and there was only one choice for a meal. It was chicken with mashed potatoes and some green beans, and she plopped it down.
Oh,
and I took the food, went to the cashier, and the cashier said that will be $30. And you're right, $30. So
wow.
She said that number. I protested. I said, I'm not going to pay that. And in my dream, I was angry. So I stomped away. I said, I'm out of here. So I stomped out of the shopping mall, and I decided to go eat somewhere else, but I concluded that this wasn't a good place. It has to be cheaper somewhere else. So I leave the mall. The minute I left the shopping mall, a restaurant appeared right when I came out of the shopping mall's doors. It was like the sidewalk appeared a few feet away, 7,500 feet in front of me. Boom. A restaurant appears, and there's a waiter standing outside of it, smiling as people walked by. So I said, I'm going to go there and eat. And it was a Chinese restaurant. It was a Chinese waiter showing everybody his menu. So I walk up to the waiter. I was going to ask him how much food was, but I was still upset, so I decided I only wanted to have a cup of coffee. So I asked him, how much is a cup of coffee? And he grinned at me, and he pointed to the menu, and it said, coffee, $10. So, again, I was in shock, and I walked away, and I was, $10, and I walked away. The dream was over, Shannon. Well, after I woke up, I was scratching my head wondering what that meant, and after I was praying, God told me that that was related to the first dream. Food's going to get expensive. It's only going to be available through public means, soup kitchens, and it's going to, and China's going to play a role in this thing. So I pondered it, and then on August the 15th, it was approximately, I'm sorry, that dream I just shared was on August the 15th, and then I had another dream, a final dream, that helped me understand what God was trying to say, and in this final dream, I was again in a restaurant. This time it was a school cafeteria, but it was in actually the building, the school, Shannon. So
yes.
I'm at the school cafeteria, and it was all grown-ups in line. I got in line, and I asked the lady, how much is the food? And I don't want to spend too much time with every detail. You can go read it. It's called The Super Depression. It's coming on my website. But the lady said, you have to have five people in your group, and if you have five people, it's five for $99. So five meals for $99, $100
wow.
A meal. So, again, I'm shocked, and the dream's over. So I'm seeking God, and I said, God, what's going on here? What does this mean? And over the span of several more weeks, God explained what was going on. And he said, when the dollar crashes, we're going to see get very expensive. So that's what's coming. Now, I said, so, God, how is this going to play out? You told me the middle of August, 2010. How is it going to play out? And God said, here's what's going to happen. So then the Holy Spirit shared this. And I published this last year in November. Here's what God said, Shannon. In the days ahead, a meeting is going to take place somewhere in the world, and the participants of this meeting are going to decide to abandon the dollar. Now, the participants of the meeting would be bankers, political heads, leaders of countries, the elite of the world, if you will. They would set the target date to start abandoning the dollar in the middle of August 2010. But then he wanted to play out slowly, and it's going to take several months, if not several years, to play out. But after the middle of August, it will be game on. So now here we are, Shannon. It's September. It was last month that target date occurred. And I was watching that date, and I was wondering to myself, I said, God, are we going to see it in the headline? And God said, by the way, and I recorded this in November of last year in a program. Those of you that can go to my website, it's program 140, and it talks about all the details of this thing. But that message was very, very heavy duty, Shannon, and here's why. God said, as it plays out, as the world starts deciding to abandon the dollar, they're not going to do it overnight. So on August 16th, you won't see the dollar abandoned. It's going to play out slowly, but the dollar would have already been decided to be sacrificed. So now that we're past August 16th, a person might say, okay, Nathan, prove it. All right, Shannon, is that a fair thing for
Amen.
You to say?
Yes.
Okay, so I have been getting emails from a lot of people with links to news reports, and if people want to go to nethercorp.us, there's a story on there, or you can Google this. It's called Dangerous Economic Misconceptions. So write that down, folks. Dangerous Economic Misconceptions, and it's at nethercorp.us. They published a story, and in this story, they talk about the dollar becoming abandoned, and they cite 5 to 6 different stories. Now, on August the 26th, 10 days after the middle of August, Shannon, a report came out from the Financial Times of London, and it said that the world's biggest banks, and we're talking about Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan, the biggest banks, have launched international roadshows to show countries how to start using the Chinese yuan.
Wow.
Instead of the dollar. They started that on the 26th. So we have the beginnings of countries abandoning the dollar. In that story, and I have it right here in front of me, you can click other stories. There's one from Reuters, and it says the European Union wants to start using the yuan as a currency. There's another story of the yuan becoming a reserve currency of the world, and it goes on and on. So I don't want to just read the stories here. People can go read it, but this is what's going on, Shannon.
Nathan, we're not going to have any other option because China owns so many U.S. Treasury notes. They're going to force our hand. If we don't go along with them, they dump it, and then they still get their way. The dollar is dead, folks, and there's a limited amount of time before this comes about.
Amen. Now, we're going to hear more and more of this occur, Shannon. Now, what does this mean, though? How does that play out with us? I was asking God this when he gave me this message last year. I said, God, how is it going to play out? What do I tell the people? What brush do you paint this thing with? So God told me, he said, tell the people to read the book of Lamentations. In the Old Testament, Lamentations is 5 chapters written by the prophet Jeremiah. And you see, Jeremiah warned for years and years. He told Israel that judgment was coming. And they laughed at him, Shannon. They mocked him. They scoffed at him. And they didn't get ready. They didn't repent. So finally, after years and years of his warning them, it arrived. And the plunderers showed up in Israel. They showed up on the borders of Israel. And Jeremiah recorded what it looked like when this happened, and his diary of how it looked is called Lamentations. This book, Shannon, I invite all your listeners to read this thing, because God said Lamentations is coming to America, and you tell the people, when they read the description of what happened to Israel, that's what's coming to America. So, listeners, in advance, I'm telling you right now, go to Lamentations, and you're going to see a picture painted of what he witnessed. And what he saw was witnessed, can only be described in nightmares. He saw people that he loved, Shannon, starving to death in the streets. He witnessed the death of little babies, of children, that just a few years previous he had held in his arms in swaddling clothes. He saw him die before his eyes. He wept as he walked up and down the streets and heard the ear-piercing screams of mothers holding their dying children, pined away from hunger. And he saw a young man of the town pierced through by the invaders with spears, laid dead, carcasses lying in the streets. He witnessed the economy destroyed with failed money. He saw people willing to trade their valuables, their gems and their gold, just to get bread. He saw all of the wealth of the city looted by foreigners. He saw people who were once rich reduced to begging in the streets. And God said, Nathan, tell the people, Lamentations is coming to America. When Jeremiah saw these things, Shannon, he was a prophet of God. He knew for years it was coming, but when he saw it, it said that his bowels gushed out. It said that he threw up in the street. He couldn't bear the images he saw, Shannon. So it doesn't matter how close to God someone is. When we see these things happening before our very eyes, Shannon, hearts are going to fail the people for fear.
Oh, and God, have mercy.
Exactly. And when
Nathan was...
I'm sorry?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Was this also the time where the king walked along the wall and looked down and mother cried out to him and said, last night I made a pact with my neighbor that if we would eat my child tonight, we would eat hers tomorrow. So we feasted on mine, and then she's nowhere to be found. She's hidden her son.
You know, bringing that up, I've interviewed Benjamin Baruch, and Benjamin has shared that he believes we're going to see cannibalism happen in America.
God have mercy.
It's going to be a nightmare. David Wilkerson shared his urgent warning a year ago. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
He sent out an urgent message, and he said a life-shattering event is going to come. It's going to test all of us in ways we never imagined. Christians who thought themselves to be strong in God are going to see horrible, horrible images. It's going to test all of us. Now, Shannon, the judgment of God is not meant to be pretty. It's not meant to just watch and observe and scratch your shin and say, wow, that was a bad one. No, the judgment of God, even to the very elect, is hard to watch. Paul said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. To a person that knows and understands God, they know that God can be a dark whirlwind. They know that God is a consuming fire. They know that God doesn't play games. They know that God in His majesty would melt any human being and their flesh would melt away like wax. They know that God can look at a mountain and it would disappear like vapor, that rivers and oceans would become steam. They know that. So, Shannon, when we see this judgment over the land, it's going to be harsh, it's going to be real, and it's going to test everyone. Even those of us that consider ourselves the remnant, it's going to test all of us, because God has had enough, and He's going to make sure that the people know that it is Him that is doing it. So, Lamentations is coming. It's going to be horror. We're going to see desolation. We're going to see the land stripped down of its wealth and its riches. Foreigners are going to buy up everything, Shannon. For pennies on the dollar. They're going to buy up the houses. They're going to buy up the land. They're going to buy up commercial buildings for nothing. Because China, as you said, is going to be holding the bag. They're going to be holding U.S. treasuries. And they're going to come in and have their way. And that's what happens during judgment. Foreigners end up with your houses. One man builds, but another man lives in it. And it says in Lamentations that very thing. It says that we have to pay for our own wood. It says that we go looking for bread at the price of our head, trying to not die because tyrants will have martial law. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be curfews. It's not going to be pretty, Shannon. Now, that's the prophecy of the super depression when the dollar collapses. This thing is going to play out. So again, who's going to hear this warning that I'm saying? Who's willing to open up their heart and say, God, I don't want to be caught unaware. I don't want my family to be caught unaware. And I cannot stress that enough, Shannon. Listeners, people, please do what you can to be ready for this thing. Do what you can to be really repented. Do what you can to make sure that there's no corner and closet of your life that is unrepented. So many people tolerate sin, Shannon. All of us need to be open and laid bare before God. God wants us to rent our hearts, not our garments, before Him. He wants us to put aside the games, the joyful, everything is great games. It's time now, as the book of James says, to howl and weep and mourn before God. Like the book of Joel says, to be broken before Him in a solemn assembly. That's where we are right now. True repentance. This message cannot be stated enough, Shannon. And I hope that you're going to get emails from people that repented, and you're going to get emails from people that finally, after serving themselves, gave up their fleshly carnality and came back to God, the backslidden ones. That's another burden that I have in Watchman's Cry. There are so many people that have backslidden, and I have a burden for those people, Shannon. God loves the backslider. He has mercy for them, but time is running out. So right now, we need to do all that we can to be ready for those things. Now, it's 9:49 according to my clock, and I have more visions and dreams. So what are we going to do, brother?
Well, brother, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a break, and depending on your availability, I've got another hour. How are you looking?
Well, let's go for it.
Okay.
It needs to be said.
Praise God. Folks, I'm excited that we've got Nathan Liao on tonight. He's a man who is preaching the truth. This is not popular, folks, okay? Now, I could be preaching. You could be a millionaire if you want to go the route of the prosperity preachers. Or you can preach the truth and the blood is off of your hands because judgment is coming. It's certain. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and giving in marriage and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. This is upon us. The fact that our borders are not being secured, that's not an accident. The fact that all the jobs have been gone and about the only place you can get work now is McDonald's or Starbucks, that's no accident. The fact that the economy is gone and China and Russia and India are buying up massive amounts of gold and silver to back up their currencies, okay, that's no mistake. The fact that we have a Muslim president in power, and the church is falling away and is comatose. That's Bible prophecy being fulfilled right there. The great falling away has started, my friends. The question is, what are you going to do? If you're here tonight, it's because you still have an opportunity to do something. And you still have an opportunity to warn your friends and your family. And ultimately, they've got to make the decision. And if they don't choose the right way, it's death. I'm going to share, before we take a break, I want to share something, Nathan, which has disturbed me. I met with a prophet, Scott Lathrop, about a year and a half ago. And I asked for a word from the Lord, and I told him before I met him, I said, brother, I need a word from the Lord today, good or bad. It's always good to have a word from the Lord. That means He hasn't given up on you. And so I said, lay it on me. Don't pull back any punches. And he said, God is preparing you so you will not faint. And I said, uh-oh. And I've been meditating on that even in the last couple of weeks, that I would not faint. What's coming that would cause me to faint? And then it became very clear. What is coming upon us, Nathan, is so horrific that it says the men's hearts will fail them for the fear of what's coming. Folks will be jumping out of windows like they did in 1929 when the stock market collapsed. Folks will be eating each other. It'll be Mad Max. I've talked to people and I said, do you know what's coming? Are you prepared? Have you done anything? They said, we plan to take what we need at the barrel of our 45. And these are sane people. But bottom line, it's going to be dog-eat-dog, folks. It's going to be Katrina 1,000,000-fold. And if God is trying to prepare people so that they will not faint, that means That's going to probably be a few that endure till the end. Concentration camps are set up. They're coming. Martial law is coming. Foreign troops, NORTHCOM is coming. Red, blue list roundups are coming. And it's the judgment of God on this country. And the word talks about men will invade the country like caterpillars and raise up a shout. There's over 300,000 gang members alone in Los Angeles, well equipped with AK-47s. The police can't even control them. There are neighborhoods that the police don't even go into now. Okay, we've got Russian troops. We've got German troops. And those are the ones that are already in the country. We don't know how many people came in the border last night. Therefore, how many suitcase nukes came in, do you know? God has sent the warning. He always sends a warning before the judgment. God's prophets have been warning for the last 25 years. Now it's upon us. Dimitri Dudeman, Henry Gruber, David Wilkerson, Jonathan Hansen, now Nathan Liao and others. Time's up. So there are people that will scoff at this message tonight and say, "Ah, I don't believe it." Well, then go back to sleep because it's over for you. This is your last opportunity to wake up and do something. I don't think it's any mistake. I've been saying 911 for months, even tonight. So thank God that he hasn't given up on us, and he's still given us a window of opportunity to do something. I'm sorry for preaching, Nathan.
Oh, that's great, brother.
Let me go to break and give everybody a bathroom break and a chance to refill their water. I'm going to hang up on you so we don't burn out your battery, and I'll call you back within about 5 minutes. Is that all right?
Sounds great, brother.
Okay, brother, take a break, and we'll be back on with Nathan Liao of Watchman's Cry.
Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific to the Omega Man Radio Network with your host, Shannon Ray Davis.